This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Saudi Arabia says preliminary results from its investigation into the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi shows he died in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Here's AP's John Gambrell.
In Turkey, they say that a quote-unquote assassination squad, including a member of Prince Mohammed's entourage on foreign trips, as well as an autopsy expert, flew to Istanbul and laid in wait at the Saudi consulate for the Washington Post contributor to show up. Now, the way that Saudi Arabia now describes it is that somehow Khashoggi came to the consulate and was confronted by people, and what the Saudis say happened is a quote-unquote fist fight.
President Trump reacted to the news from the Saudi regime, saying it is a big first step, but the U.S. has many more questions, he says, about Khashoggi's death. The United States and South Korea have suspended upcoming joint air defense drills to give diplomatic efforts with North Korea every opportunity to continue. We get more now from VOA's Steve Miller in Seoul.
The Pentagon said the decision to suspend Exercise Vigilant Ace was made by U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and South Korean Defense Minister Jong Kyung-do when they met in Singapore Friday. Vigilant Ace was last carried out in December 2017 and had been scheduled for December again this year. Pentagon spokeswoman Dana White said in a statement both ministers pledged to maintain close coordination and evaluate future exercises. In addition, a senior White House official said the next summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is likely to happen early next year. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Afghan forces fanned out across the country today as 9 million registered voters went to the polls, choosing members of parliament. Run-up to the election was marred by relentless violence. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani went on national television to congratulate Afghans on another election and praised the security forces, particularly the Air Force, for getting ballots to the country's more remote regions. He also reminded those elected to parliament that they are there to serve the people and ensure the rule of law is preserved. The U.S. is charging a Russian woman with interference in the upcoming U.S. national election. AP's Sagar Magani has our report.
It's the first federal case alleging foreign interference in next month's elections. The Justice Department's accusing a Russian in a sweeping bid to use social media to influence American public opinion on everything from gun control to the NFL national anthem debate. The charge was announced after U.S. intelligence agencies made a rare public statement in accusing Russia, China, Iran, and others of ongoing campaigns to sway voters.
To influence the American public, to sow discord and increase divisiveness.
Homeland Security Undersecretary Chris Krebs says there's no evidence voting systems themselves have been compromised. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Central American migrants traveling in a mass caravan broke through a Guatemalan border fence, running into a wall of police in Mexico, whose government had promised the United States it would confront that caravan. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been in Mexico City ahead of the new government being installed in December to meet with the outgoing president and to meet with members of the incoming cabinet.
To make sure that the United States and Mexico are coordinated across a broader array of issues, security, trade, and of course migration as well.
Pompeo told VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren, Mexican officials want to create a situation where migrants understand that it's not fruitful to transit through Mexico to the United States. The fact-checking site Snopes.com has verified claims circulating on the Internet that the United States has fallen into a rank of the world's strongest democracies, has fallen in that ranking, and Economist magazine said the fall in the ranking was based on such factors as citizen participation in the electoral process, functioning of government, and civil liberties. And collectors of space memorabilia will have a chance to own a piece of American history when the Armstrong family begins auctioning off vast personal collections of astronaut Neil Armstrong in November. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.